it is very much needed to protect populations from worst of all crimes, from genocide, from war crimes, from ethnic cleansing, and from crimes against humanity. Unfortunately, I have to say that those so-called atrocity crimes are on the rise. Therefore, activating responsibility to protect, not only speaking about our commitment, but implementing it in practice, is hugely important.
So the responsibility to protect came out of the World Summit that was held in 2005. Can you tell us some of the major progress the international community has made since then?
Well, there was quite a lot of progress in sense of conceptual development of responsibility to protect through Secretary General's yearly reports and informal interactive debates. It has been clarified what responsibility to protect means. It means that states are obliged to protect populations from genocide, from war crimes, from ethnic cleansing, and from crimes against humanity. However, if state is unable to do it itself, it's obligation of other states to provide assistance and support to member state under stress. But if all that doesn't work, if state manifestly fails to protect populations, or if state itself targets the population, then it's obligation of states to act collectively through the Security Council to protect populations.
And what are the biggest challenges that are faced at the moment?
The biggest challenge is implementation. We have seen from 2005 on many interactive dialogues, member states expressing their commitment. We have seen that resolutions of Security Council as well as Human Rights Council have provisions dealing with responsibility to protect. More and more peace missions have protection of civilians mandate. All that is progress, but reality check. We are facing an increase of atrocity crimes, and this is very concerning.
And going forward, how can the agenda be advanced? For instance, what can UN member states do?
Well, definitely, what member states not only could, but my firm belief is should do, they should regularly conduct risk assessments, risks of atrocity crimes in their own country. And they should introduce mitigatory measures to prevent it from happening. It is not only a responsibility of member states to prevent atrocity crimes and punish them if they occur. It is also their obligation to prevent them through a set of measures, through, for example, adequate budget allocations, to ensure that their security forces are properly trained, that they are professional, that they know about their obligations in protecting human rights and protecting from mass atrocities.